From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Arab League observers arrived in Syria today to monitor the growing violence as President Bashar Assad puts down anti-government protests. Yesterday saw the first suicide bombing in Syria since the conflict began in March. Two car bombs exploded in Damascus, killing 44 people. Thousands attended their funerals today. The government is blaming al-Qaeda for the attacks, while the opposition suggests the Assad regime may be behind them as a way to divert attention from the observers monitoring the government crackdown on protests. More protests are underway across Russia today against the official outcome of parliamentary elections earlier this month. 2 weeks ago, 50,000 people demanded a rerun of the election, which was won by the party of the Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. The BBC's Daniel Sanford reports from Moscow.
A year ago, the opposition parties and Moscow's frustrated middle classes would have welcomed many of the government's proposed political reforms. But now Dmitry Medvedev is a lame duck president a few months from the end of his term and has made too many promises that were never fulfilled. So tens of thousands of people are expected to protest once again today against what they believe was widespread cheating in the parliamentary elections.
The BBC's Daniel Sanford reporting from Moscow. President Obama arrived in Hawaii last night to begin a belated vacation.
Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
The president had had to delay his vacation while lawmakers worked out their differences on how to extend the payroll tax cut, money withheld from paychecks to pay for Social Security. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the president has now signed the compromise into law, a two-month extension.
The measure represents a political victory for the president, who has argued extending the tax cut is crucial as the economy struggles to recover from recession. The bill also contains a provision extending unemployment insurance for some jobless Americans whose benefits will soon expire, and it includes something Mr. Obama doesn't want, calling on him to decide within 60 days whether to approve the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline proposed between Canada and the Gulf Coast. The tax cut extension expires at the end of February. The president is calling on Congress to approve a year-long extension when lawmakers return to Washington after the holidays. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the White House.
The Justice Department yesterday rejected a new law in South Carolina that requires voters to show photo identification. Under the 1965 Voting Rights Act, South Carolina must clear any changes to election law with the Justice Department. Assistant Attorney General Thomas Perez said the requirement could prevent tens of thousands of minorities from voting because they don't have the right ID. South Carolina's Attorney General said the state will challenge the Justice Department's decision. This is NPR News. The Republican Party of Virginia says former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and Texas Governor Rick Perry will not be on the ballot for the state's Republican primary March the 6th. Neither man was able to collect the 10,000 signatures needed to make the cut. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and Congressman Ron Paul of Texas did qualify. A spokesman for Donald Trump says the billionaire businessman has changed his voter registration in New York State from Republican to unaffiliated. The spokesman Michael Cohen said the change will allow Trump to preserve the option of running for president next year. But Cohen says that Trump won't do anything until May, when he films the last episode of The Apprentice on television. Britain's Prince Philip is recovering today after emergency surgery for a blocked artery, which doctors say prevented a heart attack. Larry Miller reports the prince was flown by helicopter to one of Britain's best heart hospitals.
Prince Philip was admitted to Papworth Hospital near Cambridge, suffering chest pains. Under local anesthetic, doctors inserted a stent in a blocked coronary artery. The procedure on the 90-year-old prince was said to be a success. Buckingham Palace reports he had a good night. Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip have been married for nearly 60 years. In a recent BBC interview, he said it's time to take it easy.
Rick and I've done my bit. I want to enjoy myself. Yes, I'm just sort of winding down.
Members of the royal family are expected to visit the prince today. Doctors still need to decide if he's well enough to return to Sandringham for Christmas festivities. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News, in Washington.